Hello, everybody. We're back with part B. And in the part B segment, what we're going to talk about here is the we're going to start out by talking about the header that I put in my T3 observations, and which is the endorsement by Marty Schwartz. He said, of everything I read, T3 made me most sense to me. And then it ends with, and me and the Magic T, Magic T and I became as one. So the question we have on that one is, well, that's interesting. So people come to my website, we're coming in increasing numbers, and he says they want to know about things, about what the Marty Schwartz version is. They don't want to know about this big picture about the S&P 100. They want to know all about all the really, really technical details. But Marty Schwartz, when he started in T-theory, he started in the probably about the late 70s, just discovering the T-theory, which was very elementary at that time. And he in the mid 1990s, he told me that the only way you could figure out T-theory and make it as a practical problem zone was to keep hand charts, which we don't do anymore. And he said that he had a collection of, you'd get the K&E graph paper, and you plot all the oscillators and the S&P 500 or whatever you're interested in it, and you make little observations about the up and down. You can get that data now from the McClellan oscillator people. They have their own version of using this other stuff. And then you introduce the idea of the time symmetry, and then you introduce the idea of whether the oscillators are overbought or oversold, or how often do they become oversold, how long do they stay in top patterns and stuff like that. He had all these little rules and stuff like that. But he said it takes about 10 years to figure the whole thing out before you can, you know, reliably make money out of the whole deal. And so I sympathize with people to do that. And I get lots of people sending me, how about this? This is an idea. Why don't you draw the T this way? Or why in the envelope channels, why don't you do this? Well, I've already covered them in the past. And he says, if you do this for 35 years, you figure out you can get better the longer you go. So part of the problem in satisfying that interest is how do we get to the point where you're going to learn the whole thing, but you're not going to plot this on graph paper because it's kind of an obsolete method. So anyway, the idea was you go to this, is that I don't think this has that much to do with making money. Okay, it has to do with the execution. It's very important, you know, when you're going to buy something and so forth. But the earlier topic that we had is really where you have to find the force, and that's because the momentum, in order to make money, you have to have something that has real big upside momentum to it. In his case, it was the S&P 500 contract because that was actively traded. Now people trade the mini contract because the prices got too high. But you still have this problem of the execution and the risk because it's magnified in futures. And so you have to do all this stuff if you want to know how to do it. And sometimes in my management program, we just take big picture viewpoints, and the big picture viewpoint isn't the best way to do it, but it's very confusing as to how to do the stuff. So anyway, so I set this up with a link where you go there, and if you follow the link, actually it tells you to go to the T-Theory Foundation page, and then it tells you to go to the calculation page. If you go there and you just save that as your favorite URL, you'll always end up after the market has closed, I found out that the data is not very reliable, given by the Wall Street Journal at 6 o'clock. Or it's either not reliable or I'm not reliable. I'm not sure which it is. But so I do it the next morning, except on Saturdays I do it by 12 o'clock. So anyway, so because I was because I was very miserly, I decided that to use a concept in this TypePad stuff is fairly complicated too, when it comes of using pages rather than posts. And in the pages things, I always give you the same URL, and what I do is I go in and I erase the previous day's chart and the previous day's commentary, and I put new stuff in there, and then when I repost it by 8 o'clock in the morning or noon on Saturday, the day after, there's going to be a chance to think about it. You always get the same URL, and the comments they always appear. I always do them, and they always appear there, and you can read them. But I did that one. I did that in a way because it was simpler. Is that I didn't save the previous postings, and it turns out that if you take what he said to be gospel, that you need to see, you have to have a trunk full of charts with all your little sketches on it so you can find out what was right and what was wrong, and you kind of sift it through in your mind. I have to save those. So starting, I guess, around it was the 5th of January, I figured out how to copy my posts, which are at the pages, at the URL all the time, and put them into a post format. And the big advantage there is that the posts are snapshots of all the previous things that I've done, and the posts can be put into categories. And the categories can now, you can go to a category and you can read about subject material, assuming I do my homework on that part. So none of this really plays out real good until you get the full, I got a lot of posts with a lot of different subjects. The most interesting post right now is the null echoes, which I described in part A. And that one, if you notice in the chart, today's chart, you'll see that I have, we talked about the big picture to come, but if you slide back, you'll find out that the early November low of 09, it says that's a null echo of the main type. That is a very complicated, once you get into the short-term stuff, it's very, very, very complicated. And that's one of the reasons that I sort of got interested in the echo. If you look back in previous history, these nulls that occur because of the interference of multiple echoes is sort of vaguely, it's there and so forth, but it's dramatically there when on these detailed charts. And so I want to get into that deeper, but I don't want to talk about it on my short-term picture until I've talked about it in the long-term, because I have to get the, I have to see, the problem is if you talk about it as a null echo and I'm not preserving the pages, if you saw it, it's there, but then it's gone because it's never reproduced. As long as I'm now that I'm saving the snapshots and putting them into a database, which TypePad provides us with, now I can always refer you back to it. I can refer you back to today's discussion, but it's an audio discussion and it has a chart in it, and then I have to re-explain it. What I'm going to do is take this chart and I'm going to put it in sometime next week or in the week after. I'll take this chart and I'll put it into my short-term commentary at T-Theory Foundation, which is the surviving corporation, basically, for my, all my efforts, and then I will post it one day, and then I'll take a snapshot and I will post it in the archive. I put it on the pages. You'll see it's there, but I'll copy it over and it will be in the recent posts. And then when it goes back in the recent posts, I'll be able to put it into categories, and that my webmaster Tanya takes care of that. Will take care of that for me. So anyway, that's what the story is. So if you look at that chart, you'll see that there is a back there. You come back into my today's chart, and you can see that there is a main null echo low in November. It's the early part of November. Okay, and what it is, it's the same as the main null echo low expected in mid-December of this year. Okay, it's just that the T is small, it's because it's fractally located. So there's no sense in not knowing that this process is going to be repeated on a bigger scale, because the bigger scale is always the one that has the more money is at stake at the bigger scale. So it's also more suitable for investors. I don't know it's also very, I'd have to go back to this, the main null echo in November. You see it's a double bottom, okay, with a previous low. That's a sort of a tip-off that you could be going up, and it's bullish. But if you went in mid-December, if you can break the market down and then see there's a less of a rally, then you won't run into the situation where you're going back up. In this case, the market goes up because the T is still there. and investor client teams control the whole situation in the stock market. The people write to you about cycles and buses and turning points and all, but it has not happened. It's all witch doctor stuff. It's the advanced client teas that throw it out. And you can see that if you look at the 13 advanced client teas from a 66 chart in the past zones. What you really need is a tool that gets you inside those teas, which are fairly long. You know, they project years of a year and a half, or sometimes many years. So you have to get inside of that, but you always want to take the technique that works on the long term and the very short term, because you only have to learn one set of equations and it makes it come out quicker. So anyway, so that's what we're working on now, is getting the is trying to incorporate into my daily stuff some of these big ideas, to show it to you, and then put it into a posting, so that you can say if you're interested in the main nulled or any of the nulled echo stuff, you tag the post with that, and then it'll show up in a category. It'll be nulled echo lows. All the particular postings at that at the T-Theory Foundation site. T-Theory Observations is not my primary. It will not be my primary site. In fact, T-Theory Observations may go over to the foundation site, because that's the corporation that lives on beyond me. But in any case, we do it by stages. So in any case, the point is that the same thing you see in the bottom trend is in the small trend, and actually there should be another main nulled echo low in April. It shows up in April too, because we're operating on short range T. We have a new short range T. And that new short range T has a first nulled echo low, and it has a main nulled echo low, because anytime you get T's with double bottoms in them, they always produce this pattern. So in April, we're going to have another pattern that's going to be a short-term pattern, which is the same concept that I've done with the red, with the widths, plus or minus widths, and so forth. So you might as well just learn it. And that cuts down the fact that you don't have to spend 10 years trying to figure out what's going on, because the patterns are reproduced, they're fractal, and so that they exist on a shorter term trends. They get a little fuzzier on the short term trends, so you take it, it's not that precise. But in any case, that's what the project is. So if you go to the T-Theory Foundation site and you go to the calculations page, you will see my comments for the day, but you'll see down in recent posts at the bottom of the chart, you can go back. And so what I'll do is I just try to discuss a different topic every day, so that as you go back in the previous posts, it's not the same discussion. You talk about new different concept, or a different way to look at the problem. And that's to help the people that are attracted to the site, because they want to be a little Marty Schwartzes. Also, the other thing I'm working on here is the American Shoulders Online. That's the company that this stuff is all free, because I get paid by American Shoulders Online, which I happen to own. If you're interested, you can go to that site. That's that is a site that goes to my partner, Paula Burke. And Paula Burke started working with me in 1978. And if you have any questions in regards to that, you ended up getting referred to her. And so I started the company in 1974, but she started, that was part-time work. And then she became full-time, and after she finished college, and she came back, she became my assistant, and then she became full-time. And so she's the president of American Shareholders Online. But I own the company, so, it's the same deal. But anyway, if you're interested in that, you go to American Shareholders Online. Oh, it's the other link that I have in here. Oh, yeah. Terry's email address for this. I had a problem that Terry, if you sent mail to T-Theory, if you sent mail to Terry at T-Theory, it went to Network Solutions, and somehow it got muffed up and it never got to me. But I have reconstructed that stuff, so I'm aware of the questions that were asked. So what we've done is just changed it over to ttheoryfoundation@me.com is my. You notice that they changed the copyright taste over there, and I haven't changed it in the text yet, because Tanya just did that. She says it's better to do it, just shoot it this way through. because what was happening is the mail was going up there, and then it got fumbled at Network Solutions, and they didn't put it to me. So we put it. It now goes to T-Theory Foundation. I guess it's coming through okay. And but the old site works too. If you send it to Terry at ttheory.com, it just gets forwarded to ttheoryfoundation@me.com. So hopefully we have that all worked out. Tutorial for the volume oscillator calculation is at the post below. I at some point, which I haven't gotten around to, I take that and I'm going to slip it into a post, and it's going to go to T-Theory Foundation, and then I'll put it into a category. But what I've done to cure that problem this year is I put the data at the bottom of the chart so that people think that if you learn to calculate the oscillator, then you're home free. It's just a starting point. Okay, so I post it, and if I make an error, I got an email message and they tell me it's an error, and I go back and I correct it, and eventually the chart gets corrected. But anyway, as long as you have 5 days of data, and I post it every day, you have all the information you want to, and it matches the McClellan numbers. It's been scaled to the McClellan numbers, so you can get that at 6 o'clock if you want it. And so that pretty well covers up. I think that covers up everything that I have done in the last couple of months that you'd want to know about, and you can pick and choose from all these links and so forth. So that's it for today. We do have a momentum peak coming up, which will be about a week from now. I guess it's going to get there. So I wouldn't buy anything on a run up. You see the next week because. But you'll get a correction, and then you get another buy point on that one, and that's just being discussed at the short term, at the link of the T-Theory Foundation on the Daily Post. Okay, that's it for this Sunday. Be back next Sunday at T-Theory Observations, but you'll catch me again on if you go to the link. It's going to be Tuesday morning for the Monday close, and I'll have something else to post there. Bye bye.